Welcome to the podcast here on your Everyday Nerd Podcast. I'm Lou P, along with the great Jocelyn.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I know it's been a while, folks, but hey, here we are, just for you guys, live and in color.
In color, I know. You may notice a difference with our angles with this video if you are watching it on YouTube or on our podcast page.
Yes.
We just know we got creative to make this work so you could see us doing our podcast.
Yes.
So if we look kind of weird in color, just go with it.
Yeah, well,
just go with it.
We kind of just pulled this, you know, we're pulling it back, pulling the curtain back on
right.
For you guys to see what we're doing. And today, Joss, we are going to talk about Star Wars.
Yep.
Rise of Skywalker. And what's interesting to note on this, of course, you know me, I always got to break down the numbers
yep.
and everything. The first weekend it came out being the worst.
I heard.
Star Wars moneymaker weekend for a Star Wars movie. So
I don't know. Was it because my husband thinks it had to do with the director from the second one?
It's come out now. A lot of folks were a little upset how that second movie came out. And this is something we're going to talk about too. How the second movie went a different route, how it did certain things, and we'll get into it.
Yeah.
But according to the numbers, globally, it's made $724.8 million. 12 days after the release, the split is $363 million from the international box office, $361.8 million domestically. This is after a 94.3 offshore weekend.
Well,
so,
it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I mean, I think they were trying to go for some Avenger numbers.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking Endgame numbers, and no,
this is
what's going to happen.
I don't think this is Endgame level.
Yeah, exactly. And again, here we go. We're going to have folks over there complaining. You know, it's like, what are you talking about? So,
That could already be controversy right there.
Exactly.
What do you mean it's not in-game level? But then there are some hardcore Star Wars fans who are like,
exactly,
she's on point.
Yeah, so let's get into this movie. Obviously, when we left off, the Resistance, see, I was going to call them the Rebels, see? The Resistance was, they left the planet where the First Order came in.
Uh-huh.
Kylo Ren took over. He had his
He's now Supreme.
Mm-hmm, who's now the Supreme
Leader.
Had his battle with Luke, who wasn't there.
We lost Luke. He's now in spirit.
Yes. He transcended. Other previous Jedis have.
Uh-huh.
And so we start off here where obviously Kylo Ren has this great idea that him and Rey need to team up because there's a reason why. Now, if you saw the trailers and you're a Star Wars person, you heard the voice. Yeah, the voice of the whole old emperor, you know, Palpatine. So Darth Sidious,
mm-hmm.
for some of you. And so you knew he had to come to play. Now, I don't know, Joss, watching this movie just right out of shoot when you see, it's great. You know, you get to see Darth Sidious.
It was kind of interesting how in the very beginning with Kylo, you know, he's in like some snowy area. He's fighting off. You know, these imperial soldiers? Is that who was he fighting? I can't remember. But he goes into this really dark cave.
Exactly. He finds
that really dark cave. And it's like, wait, what? You see somewhat of a Snoke in this laboratory kind of glass thing. And then you see Palpatine. It's like a very old Palpatine.
Well, he was old in the original movies. Now he's really old.
He's really old. It kind of reminds me of, I know I'm jumping ahead, but, you know, with the whole premise, and I don't care if you haven't watched it, so sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was, that Palpatine body or existence, it was still attached to whatever was keeping it somewhat alive in a sense.
Okay.
And it needed the soul. Right? So in a kind of sense, it's like, this is kind of like a Harry Potter, Voldemort kind of feeling.
Yeah, you got that feel a bit of it.
Yeah.
Well, was it, how he found him, though, he needed a Sith tracker. So that's what he was, what Kylo was doing.
He
had to find the Sith tracker. Once he got the Sith tracker, then
he found him.
So
I can't believe they actually created a device called the Sith tracker.
Well, I mean, they came up with, how you get to that dark place, that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
But what's interesting to note, though, you hear the voices. what I loved about this scene, you heard the voices of, you know, how he's telling him, you know, you knew it was me the whole time. You knew I was Snoke. You knew.
Yeah,
I was basically. And if you look at previous movies and books and shows, they hinted at it. You know, a lot of you Star Wars folks out there will tell me, oh, well, we knew that from this and that. But for us, again, we're just going to go on what the movies are telling us.
Right.
If we're going on movie canon, just strictly movie canon, this was a great twist.
I didn't expect Palpatine. I was like, wait, he's back?
Exactly. It's like, wait a minute.
He never dies?
I mean, I thought, you know, the whole thing, again, a lot of you Star Wars folks out there, like my buddies Rod Reyes and Wesley Mercado, are going to tell me, I thought being that the one was supposed to be Anakin Skywalker slash Darth Vader, the one would destroy the Sith, and you thought he did in Jedi.
Yeah, Return of the
you
Jedi.
Thought he accomplished...
Luke. Darth Vader, threw him down
Down, and then all of a sudden he shows up again. So, okay.
And then I kind of wonder, like, well, he may have had followers or something.
That helped.
It must have been something with the Dark Force, you know?
Yes.
That must have saved him. Or maybe he already had that ready for him in the event of his death.
Demise, yeah. Well, it's interesting to note that I'm sure a lot of the Star Wars heads are just screaming at us why he survived. But again, we are strictly going on movie canon.
Movie.
Because if you're going to tell me about, well, if you read this book or if you watch Clone Wars or Star Wars Rebels, nah, we didn't do that. Maybe on a spare time we will, but
I don't have spare time.
We're going on strictly movie canon here. Okay, and again, my buddies are probably yelling at me right now, which is great. I love it.
Call in. Yeah. Why don't you call in?
Hit the comment button
right
here.
Get in the studio.
So yeah, you're listening to the Everyday Nerd Podcast with Jocelyn, myself, Lou P, and noticeably missing is our good man DJ GOC.
Yes,
he's out making. It's raining right now here today, and he's got to make that paper. But he's always here in spirit, kind
of. And he also gave some of his thoughts.
Yes,
so you want to go ahead and share?
We'll dive into his thoughts in a bit. But so in like he's like the Jedi ghost.
Yes,
that's with us now.
I'm gonna have him in here, kind of Jedi like.
He'll be Jedi like. So okay, let's get to where we're. So
okay.
Kylo Ren obviously meets up with Palpatine.
Yep.
And Palpatine gives him an order that he needs to kill the girl.
Yep.
There's a reason why he needs to kill the girl. Now, the funny thing is, Kylo already knew why he needed to kill the girl. See, he already knew. And in case all of you didn't figure it out, but all right, we'll hold off on that little tease. Next thing we see is Rey.
Yes. And she's practicing. She's a... She's rehearsing, you know, she's working on her Jedi training.
Yes, she's working on her training.
And it sounds to me, and it looks like Leia was actually training her to be a Jedi.
You would be correct, because in case you folks missed it, she referred to her as Master.
Yes.
Called her Master, so that means something.
And
so,
it's so cool, because also, you know, when we learn more about it, it's like, wow, the Force. And also, if you remember... Return of the Jedi and Empire, you know, Leia was already sensitive to the Force.
She was very sensitive.
And
the thing is, Luke also said that she's stronger than him. So that already tells you, if she would have stayed on her path of training, she would have definitely been stronger than him. She made that claim. And obviously, later on in the movie, you know, we kind of see a little training session.
Right.
It was, I think, the last thing for her to become a Jedi. And or a full-fledged Jedi, but then she just felt that there was somebody else who was destined more. So we'll circle back to that later. But so we see the Resistance; they're off into a different planet, and then while Poe and Finn, these guys are battling.
They're
doing their thing. They're battling off the First Order. So we get in a sense a lot of, and see, here's the thing. I can't take credit for this. I got to give it to my man, Rod Reyes, who asked me, do you remember Return of the Jedi?
I do.
Yes. So for folks like our age, when we watch Jedi, we're like, oh, this is fascinating. When you're watching this movie, and Gio was the one who pointed this out, and my buddy Rod also, that the fact that this movie is for a new generation.
Oh, so you're talking about with Rey. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It is for a new generation. But not only just new generation of kids and stuff, but like storyline.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us were like, and, you know, I'm going to say it.
We were in our 80s.
But we've seen this movie already, in a way. We've already seen this movie. but let's circle back.
Right.
So here we go. About this movie, some of the things that we're following what the storyline is doing here. And a lot of it you see, okay, so now Rey, we could figure out that Rey is a Palpatine.
Well, that was really interesting how we figured that piece out, because how it came about was, wasn't it from Luke?
Yeah.
Wasn't Luke the one who told her?
Told her.
That she was a Palpatine?
Yeah, and the thing was Leia knew too.
Yes, and that's right. Leia knew, but that shocked Rey, because Rey was saying, I can't believe you two still train me, even though I'm a Palpatine.
You know, and
Leia always said, "Know who you are, not know yourself by your name, but know who you are."
Exactly.
You know, I thought that was like really cool. But also with Leia, I mean, let's just talk about Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Because you know, we knew that she had passed away, what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And so she had already taped. But from what I read from an article is that they also took some of that footage from the ones that she already took that weren't edited in and incorporated it into some of these shots.
Yeah, they built a storyline out of that.
Yeah, yeah. But to actually have her pass away, but to also still feel, I love there's a battle, and I love how when they say she's sensitive to the Force, you could tell that she was still feeling what was happening in the Force, especially when there was that big battle between her son and Rey, because you knew, in my mind, I knew that she cared for them like her own children, and she probably already felt like Rey was like one of her own, in a sense, so that she knew that it was not going to end up well. I thought that was really, really cool. But then to actually, when we end losing Leia, that was like a huge impact.
Yeah.
Of course.
Totally was.
Of course.
It was, definitely. So let's get to back to the story. Just the fact that their mission is that they need
to find the next Sith Trekker, right?
They need to find this big force, this big evil battle that's going to happen. It's revealed that Palpatine is alive. And they're like, okay, we need to find it. How do we find it? So they go off to a planet to where another, I guess, Sith, not a Sith. I don't think he was a Sith. He was part of the Empire, was tracking.
Right.
Looking for, I believe, her. Looking for her.
Right.
Because of Palpatine. They find a ship. It's in a desolate planet again. And what's interesting is that you start seeing Rey's powers.
Oh.
How there was a being there. And she was able to heal the being. It's like, wow, okay, it's a big... If you love snakes, you're going to love that one. That's all I got to say. You know, so she healed...
That was really cool,
healed the
though.
Being, and then, you know, the First Order comes in, they found them, and they're trying to find their own version of the Sith Tracker so they could go into that... I guess it's a negative force area, like a negative galaxy.
Right.
That's why they wanted to bring the battle to them instead of the battle coming to what always happens. They want to bring it to them. Thus, that's what their mission's all about, to try to find it. Then it's revealed. But what's great about it, when they go to this planet, though, we have our old friend Lando Calrissian showing up.
Yeah, he showed
Mr.
up.
Mr. Cool.
In a festival, right? They were in some festival. But see, and you also bring up this point, is that, he shows up, and it's like, hey, where's he been? But it's like, he's OG.
Yeah, exactly. He's old school. He's old school Lando.
That was pretty cool, though.
It was great. And then, he said Leia got word to him, so he helped out and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's great seeing Lando, obviously.
Yeah.
And so Lando helped him out a little bit, and then we'll talk about Lando in a little bit later on. But obviously, we're going through most of the details.
Right.
We're omitting a lot of the details. So let's get to the main details.
Right.
So they end up going to the planet. Now, they mention Endor.
Yes.
So they go
Ewok.
To the, so I was waiting for the Ewoks when they were showed up again, but apparently the Death Star crashed into a different planet, not the Endor moon.
Right.
It crashed somewhere else. So that's cool. I was waiting for the Ewoks, but there were no Ewoks there where we first see them. And so basically you're looking at the destroyed old Death Star.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting. Rey goes, says, well, she's determined to get it. She go to find this tracker. She goes to the old Death Star, and it's interesting that she's in there, and it's kind of a throwback to the Empire Strikes Back scene.
I felt it too, because I also saw, I also saw some of like the architecture or the structures, the settings.
Yeah, I did too. You see what they did, and then if you're watching Return of the Jedi earlier in the week on TBS or something, yep. you'd go, okay, there's where that is and stuff like that. But what I mean to say also is like Rey saw her Palpatine side.
And that's the teaser.
Yeah,
because
that was a big teaser in the trailer.
That was a big teaser in the trailer. It was just that one clip making it appear that Rey turned.
That's the great thing about it. A lot of people were like, oh my God, Rey's turned. She's now going to be a Sith and this is that. And it's like, and then you hear Palpatine's voice. So people are kind of connecting the dots now at that point. And it's like, it was kind of a cool scene where you kind of saw her go up against her Palpatine side, mm-hmm, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And then it's her and Kylo's big battle. They battled before, but this was it.
It was it. But also with that battle, I felt like, okay, because he was charged to find her and kill her.
Yes.
Or at least even bring her back alive. But I think he really wanted...
His plan was for
He wanted them to be together because they were so synergized.
On, exactly.
There's been nobody else in the Force where there's two people that are just so in sync.
There's
the
a
force,
good thing
right?
and a bad thing about
right.
that.
It's like
totally.
Yin and yang.
Exactly.
Right? There's a yin and yang to it. But what I also felt was, you know, wherever she went, he would follow. It was like a cat and mouse game in a sense, you know, wherever she went, he followed. And I love it. What that one, I think they were still at that festival where she was just in that desert.
Yes.
And instead of going into that ship, she's like, no, wait. And you just, and they're like, what is she doing?
Yeah,
and you could tell that, you know, that ship is coming. But, I mean, that was I was like, what's she going to do? And she starts running. She does this flip.
Yeah.
And she just breaks that plane. That was just so cool. I love her Jedi forces.
Yeah,
I just loved
it. She's really good.
It was so good. I mean, she read all the books.
She had all the books.
I forgot how
she took the books in the last movie. And
she also referred
up.
To it.
Yeah.
She referred to it as with the Sith tracker. I believe, but
that's where we learned about the Sith tracker.
Right, right. She just remembered, like, wait, I read about this. I read about this. But the Force was super strong with her because also I'm thinking because she's a Palpatine. Because didn't they also say in that movie the reason why the parents sold her is to protect her
from
her
grandfather.
Yes. Because the grandfather would know that she has similar powers to him. Mm-hmm. And when she was trying to get that plane with Chewie, right? Because they took Chewie. So she was using that force. And then there was Kylo trying to, like, work against it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you see that lightning comes out of her hand.
Looks familiar.
And it's like,
definitely looked familiar that time.
And it's like, she's super powerful.
Yeah, she's, exactly.
That was cool.
And, you know, what's kind of cool also the other scene where we go, we kind of see a little origins of Poe, where they go to the planet and they go over there.
That's right. That's
right. They head into that planet and then Poe's like, well, we got to make a deal with this person. And, you know, it was interesting how you had C-3PO, they had to take his memories out because he couldn't, that they went to the planet so they could read the knife that was written in Sith He's programmed not to talk in Sith, so
they had
to go to this planet, which was interesting how, you know, Poe, you kind of got a little, so Poe kind of came from here, you know, so you got a little
Well, we didn't know anything, I don't think we ever knew too much about him in the other episodes.
Yeah, not really, we just knew him as like, somebody summed it up like he's this version's Han Solo.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was this version's Han Solo.
Right.
And so, we're kind of jumping around here and everyone's like, wait, you forgot this part, that part. Well, we're just kind of, we're touching on most of the stuff and we're giving you our opinions in the movie.
Right.
Here on the Everyday Nerd Podcast. And here we go. So we got the battle between, Kylo Ren and Rey.
Around that water.
Around the water. Great battle. Great scenes and everything.
I thought they were going to start using the Force with each other, though.
Again. And, well, here's my thing. You notice, you compare that lightsaber battle to, let's say, Obi-Wan against Anakin. Those guys were moving, and they did a lot of choreography. This one, they kind of looked like they lightened it up a little bit, even though it was good. It wasn't like the very first one we saw with Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. But, You kind of saw it. They kind of toned it down a bit for all the stuff that they did.
I think it was the surrounding cinematography, even though I know that was CGI.
Of course, CGI. So that's great.
And green screen. I saw a lot of green screen
use. Oh, definitely green screen. So, and that's the thing. You know, Rey ends up winning.
Yeah,
you know,
but she injured him.
She injured him.
But you know what? I love what she said. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? She was he was injured, and then she healed him.
Yep.
And she said to him, I've always wanted to take your hand, but as Ben.
Yeah, Ben Solo.
But as Ben
not
Solo.
Kylo Ren.
So it was like, huh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going to get we're gonna talk about a handful of stuff after.
And I was like, huh, okay.
So it was kind of interesting that, and then she takes off. She has the final, she takes off, and Kylo's left there.
Right.
But really cool.
That was so
nice
cool.
Touch
nice
where cool. He has a vision of his father.
Yes.
So we get to see the real Han Solo yet one more time.
Yep.
And it was kind of cool how we get to see Han in a more heroic way, which was good. I mean, he the way he went out in Force Awakens was, he was a hero then too, but it's like, ah, man, you know. But then, it's funny, he's holding the saber again. I go, didn't we just see this? I go, are we going to do this again? Because he goes, Father, I need help to do it again, I need to do. And it's like, wait, are we really going to see this again? But yeah, so if he throws the Kylo Ren saber away. So I know some of you folks who love that saber, they're like, no. But yeah, so basically you saw it right there, the turn.
The
where
turn.
He gave up being Kylo Ren to become Ben Solo.
I didn't fully embrace it just yet.
Yeah, you know,
throw it all away? Was it because of Rey? Was it because she said?
I guess that what we heard her say, what she saved his life.
Right.
And the fact that he had the vision of his father, I guess, ties it all in. And you talked about Leia. I think Leia's spirit also.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Because also at that moment, Leia died.
Yeah. See, so Leia's spirit came to him.
And so actually, yes, you're right. At that moment, his mom died. Both Rey and Kylo felt it within the Force that she had died.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was already that sadness that they both had. They were like in shock because she had left. So they felt it. I think it was a big deal that his mom died.
Through the last two movies, Ren has always hesitated when it came to destroying his parents. You know, like with Han, it took him a while. And you saw it in Last Jedi where he sensed her when he fired his...
Yep.
I don't think it was him. I think it was another ship that blasted the bridge, right?
Well,
I think
he hesitated, still aimed. He still aimed at his mother.
He aimed, but didn't fire. And I think it was another ship.
But she felt it.
She felt it. See, so that's why the whole hesitation with on there. So,
I think it was the mom.
Yeah. So basically, Rey then has the Sith Finder, and she's off. The Resistance forces, they're all, okay, big battle time. So here we go with the big battle.
Oh, but wait, remember, with Leia passing, then they said to Poe, you are now the general.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't do this. But what am I going to do? I can't do this myself. Mm-hmm. So then he goes to Finn.
Yeah, so both of them,
Can you do this with me? That was cool.
And it was kind of like, and they asked Lando, like, how did you guys beat a whole empire?
Right.
Lando was like, we relied on each other. You know, and that's kind of... He reflected back on that a little bit. They relied on each other. And so here we go. Big battle scene.
Right.
Finale battle scene where Rey shows up. And the funny thing is Rey comes in with two lightsabers.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. We went a little too far.
Yeah, yeah. No, let's go back to where she got that lightsaber.
Rey, obviously, first of all, after she realized her destiny that she was a Palpatine and she didn't want to be evil, she takes off and goes back to the planet where Luke was.
Right.
And it was
an island.
Yeah, well, it's actually a planet. But yeah, it's an island. And Luke appears.
And that's Jedi spirit.
Jedi spirit appears to tell her, you're a Palpatine, and yet...
Well, she was going to throw away
the
saber. She was going to throw it away into the fire, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like...
She already, destroyed Ren's ship, and she was going to destroy the sabers, and that's when Luke
and
appeared.
And he's like, hey, you ought to treat this more with respect.
Exactly. Which is funny, which is kind of a funny line, considering what he did when he first got it back in this trilogy, how he just threw it.
And also when he... So. What was it? Yeah, in that last movie, he was so upset, he wanted to burn all the burn all the Jedi books,
yeah, exactly.
And then Yoda shows up. Yeah. And says, "What are you doing?"
Kind of. So Luke talks to her, saying, "Because you know, it's like, look, you understand where you're from now. You understand you're a Palpatine." And then that's where it's revealed to her that Leia knew, and that's where she was so shocked that, yet she knew that she was a Palpatine and had this side that could be evil.
Yeah.
That yet she still trained her. So that was the thing. So here we go. So she's like, okay. So she, and then see, here are the key things. Here are two events that happen in this scene that you're thinking Jedi and Empire Strikes Back. He tells her you need to confront him.
Oh, yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
It's like,
right?
You know, Luke had to confront Darth. So he's telling her you need to confront him. And the second thing was, how she's like, well, I have no ship. You know, how am I going to get there? And
he raises
his ship. And what was cool about it
was... That was the old school ship.
Luke raises his X-Wing fighter. And I know a lot of you folks that have seen Empire realize that Luke had a hard time doing that. When Yoda was training him. And remember, he goes, oh, it's too big. I can't lift it. When he lifted it and he put it down, he did. He kind of acknowledged that, yeah, I could do that. You know, this kind of thing. So that was kind of cool. So obviously she got to the original TIE fighter. Now here's the thing. If you notice Luke's ship and then when she meets up with the Resistance Force, comparing her ship to like Poe's, it's different.
You could tell.
It's totally different. It's older. Its markings are different. So, okay, here we go. Now the big battle. So obviously Rey has to confront Palpatine, her grandfather.
Right.
Okay, does this sound familiar? I know some of you are saying, yes, we know this part. But yes, she has to confront her grandfather. And you know the deal. So here comes the big battle. And the battle is to basically, because in case you folks, you know, we really glossed over it. But there is a big fleet that Palpatine has created that is there. And if they coincide with the First Order, which is obviously through this whole Palpatine plan has been his plan, they're going to destroy everybody. And these ships are equipped with planet destroying weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a Death Star. You have your Star Destroyers that could destroy a ship. Because it made me think back to the line Han Solo said in the original movie when Alderaan was destroyed. He goes, it'll take over 100 starships for that to happen. Well, now you have one starship that could take care of the business.
So I know.
Wow. I totally thought about that line. But anyway, here we go. So Rey comes in, has to confront Palpatine. And again, the question I asked was, and he said it. He goes, you strike me down, you'll take over. So I go, so how do you destroy that? You know, if you're not to kill him, how do you do this? So, and of course, here we go. Here comes Ben Solo now.
Oh, no, that was cool because when he arrived, he wasn't wearing his mask.
Yeah,
he was just wearing normal clothes. Or whatever his clothes were, he didn't.
Yeah, no mask.
He didn't have a lightsaber.
Exactly.
He just ran in there.
He just relied on his own abilities to take care of it.
And you know, then she sensed him, and that was so cool for the fact that you know, even before when they were battling, they could sense each other, even like their inanimate objects or their animate objects. And for her to just go, like, just to, like, move her arm to the back or something.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he had the lightsaber.
So,
I was like, how did that happen?
See, it's the whole thing.
That was so cool.
What we talked about, how they were
so
in each other's heads. They kind of knew.
But it
was a good thing and a bad thing
but then
at times.
It's that strong in that so much of that synergy that they had that, you know, it's like, hey, you want some chips? Here. Have some.
Yeah, kind of. Like, yeah, I see what you're saying. Totally see what you're saying.
It's like, I just made some for dinner. Would you like some?
Exactly.
And it reminds me of that one that I forgot. I think it was the second one where she was like, why do you have no shirt on? Because she would see his mind and see what he's seeing. It's the same thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, they were so in sync.
Exactly. That'd be the best way to describe it. So, again, the battle's happening now. The resistance coming in with the idea of if we take out the transmitter, the fleet won't be able to go. So that's their mission, to come in and destroy the transmitter. Well, they start moving the transmitter from where it was to actually one of the Star Destroyers. So it's kind of cool, though. here come the resistance, and they're not in speeders or anything. They're in animals, just going old school style, which was kind of cool. And what's really cool also, again, I know a lot of you folks are, well, you forgot this part. Yes, we did. We're glossing over like a lot of the characters that like Finn met. Mm-hmm. I forgot her name. They used to be former stormtroopers, which is interesting. And somebody over there, like I said, you're going to type it in right now what her name is.
I know they forgot her name, but they left it open where it's just like, well, I think it was Lando who said, well, I think we need to find out where you're from.
Exactly.
So then in my head, I'm thinking, Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. That left that door open. You know what? Yeah, we're going to touch that.
That's a Disney Plus
episode.
We're
going to touch that in a second. But yeah, so. They recruit basically former stormtroopers, which is interesting. So they were people just like Finn who just didn't, they were just taken over by the First Order and they're rebelling against the First Order. Right. So you see the battle and they go old school style to take down the transmitter, which was kind of cool. So they accomplished that. But what made it even much better is that the fleet's there and the whole thing was, well, we're only this little resistance. How can we even take on the big major fleet?
Poe, they already had lost in their mind.
And yeah, exactly. Poe's like, we need help. And
well, Poe already kind of gives like, I'm sorry, I failed.
Yeah, he was thinking that because you saw one of the pilots get killed.
He's like, I'm sorry, and, I failed.
And it was told to him that, no, you got to get the word. There are people there that will help you. And
they showed up.
Bleak, and just like, you know, Lando showing up.
Yeah.
It was cool. He showed up with everybody to help them out.
That was so cool.
What was cool, and again, my buddy Rod Reyes always had to point this out. You saw Wedge, right?
Which one's Wedge?
Wedge is the original pilot who was with Lando when they destroyed in Return of the Jedi. Remember there was an X-Wing pilot that was with Lando when they destroyed the Death Star?
I think so.
That was him.
I probably have to see him to say,
But when I saw
him, was he a creature?
No, he was a human.
Oh, well, I have to see that.
But then, the creature was next to Lando again. His navigator was the same guy, which is great.
Okay.
So you got to see a lot of, you know, touches to the old movies and stuff. That's cool.
Okay.
But yeah, so, you know, they obviously get the transmitter and they accomplish their mission, but we got to talk about what's going on with Rey.
You're right.
And so, if you can't kill him to destroy him, to beat him, what are you going to do? So Ben comes with Ben's assistance. They're able to have the big battle go on. And you thought Ben died initially.
Well, they were first together because then Palpatine's like, I'm going to take you too.
Yeah, basically he took.
You are going to give me your life force.
Exactly. Makes him better,
eternal,
stronger. Yeah, so he got. Know? Pumped up with all that,
right.
But what was cool about it was, then...
He threw Ben
over the cliff, but then he found his way back.
But was he already dead at that time? I mean,
he was close to being dead.
He was close to being dead because didn't he do something to Ben?
I think they say, he did some, but I think they say, you know, it's out there that maybe, and some folks are probably chiming on this one, that maybe Leia's spirit was still in him that helped him to do the final move.
Okay.
So... they do the final move where basically, so if you're Rey, you can't strike him down, see? But if he's using his power and you point it back to him, then he's doing himself in, so.
But remember when Rey, I mean, they had that battle, right? And so Ben goes over the cliff and then there's Rey. She's already on the floor.
Yeah, she's pretty much.
She's looking up and then that's where the Emperor, you know, he opens up the windows. She sees all the battling.
Yeah, sees everything going
out
on
there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she hears those voices.
The voices you hear are every Jedi you know.
That was cool because I had to I'm like, wait a minute. I recognize. Wait. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Yoda.
You hear Yoda.
Cool.
You heard Qui-Gon Jinn.
I know.
My man, Qui-Gon Jinn is up in there. You heard, obviously, Ben Kenobi, all the Jedis. That you heard even the other Jedis that were within the Clone Wars.
He said, so like when he says, I am, so it's like the final line or something was like, I am every Sith. Because then all the, what were they, bodies or souls of the Sith?
Yeah, that were around.
That was around. Mm-hmm. And he says, I am every Sith. And then she takes the saber and both of them.
Yeah, has
she had
two
of them.
Sabers. Yeah.
And she says, "I am every Jedi."
Yeah, and there it was. So.
Yeah, and then there's this big power that happened.
Yeah.
Did he die again?
basically
that, right?
he his own power was on him. Kind of reminds you when Mace Windu had him, right?
Yes.
Remember when
yes.
Mace had him? See, again, I got it. I can't take credit. It's my buddy Rod Reyes. He goes, see, Mace had him. Mace had him, but darn Anakin had to get in the way on that one. Mace had him. But so that move basically does him in. And so the Sith are no more. Officially,
right.
The Sith are no more.
Well, I mean, I still got chills when she said that. That was like the coolest part.
Yeah,
I am every Jedi.
So
and I felt like during that time, all the Jedi spirits were like right behind her.
That's what it was, yeah.
You know, because they show up, right, as spirits. And I felt like every single spirit was right behind her.
For that
and
scene.
Just pushing that. Yeah. But then, okay, so but she was injured because she was just as weak. Because I guess whatever he gave, I mean, he pretty much like, you know, her life force was just as weak. So when Ben showed up, I mean, Ben was able to come back up. And that's when things got kind of weird.
Yeah, see, so.
So let's talk about the awkwardness.
Yeah.
So, you know, like he comes and then she was kind of knocked out in a bit, in a sense. But then he was able to give her life. So he was giving her his life force. Mm-hmm. You know, so that she could live. So there was a sacrifice there.
Yeah.
And then she's Ben. And then they kissed.
Yeah.
And I laughed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, laughed. You know why I laughed? Because I was like, are you kidding me? And then I was like laughing like, you mean this whole time it's been all about sexual frustration? I was in the theater like, what? I was like, all this time, you just, what?
A lot of that crosses other folks' minds, too.
I was like, wait. and then his life force has been just gone.
Yep.
But in that moment, I was like, because they looked at each other, they kissed as if they were in love with each other this whole time. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this was dumb.
Yeah, that. And then, you know, what that kind of established and cemented?
What?
That my man Finn was king of the friend zone.
No, okay.
And
he said he wanted to tell her something.
Exactly.
But I don't think it was.
I think it's my man.
I think he wanted to say, yeah, I love you, whatever. But
he just got established the king of the friend zone.
Okay, friend zone. However, I read articles that he really just wanted to tell her, I'm sensitive. I have sensitivity with the Force.
Oh.
I read an article. It was
that
online.
He's what?
He's sensitive to the Force. He, too, is sensitive to the Force.
Oh, well.
I don't know. But if you want to go with the friend zone alibi, we can go with that.
I'm going with that one. I'm going to stick with that one. I will stick with that one because, I mean, the first time we see him and her, he's trying to get at her, you know.
Right.
Very awkwardly. He's like a teenage kid.
But they were always, like, I don't know. Again, it had that Harry Potter reference when she comes back. She was like the Harry Potter, and he was like Hermione.
And there we go.
You know, like the three friends.
Yes.
It's like the three friends.
And that's how we see in the end there.
Right?
So.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. The question
I'm just
was that kiss necessary?
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was necessary.
I don't think they need...
Because
they
I just laugh like, what? Are you kidding me? So,
exactly. So... All right, and then, it ends where the Resistance does win. We have some celebrations. We kind of go around the galaxy.
Right,
And what I got to mention it, we get to finally see my Ewoks, you know, because I got to see my dog.
Yeah, I saw the Ewoks.
We see the Ewoks. And, that's kind of, they did that again. So, finishing off, we're here to say a lot of people say, they loved the ending, how this ended. Well, I'm just giving you my thoughts on this now.
The very final ending?
Yes. Yeah. So after 40 minutes of us talking about this,
okay.
Here we go. I'm going to try to surmise in 3 minutes how I felt about it. Basically, if you saw New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, you've seen this movie or this trilogy already, only tweaked up a little different. That'd be the first thing I say. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. Second thing would be, you mentioned it, and a lot of folks on the internet were mad at The Last Jedi. They were mad at the director. They were mad at the direction that it was going, how Rey was told that she was nothing. how we were all hyped up, ready to find out her origin, and we were told that she's nothing. Now, coming off The Last Jedi, I don't know about you, but I thought the message was you don't have to be a Skywalker or have lineage to a Jedi or Sith to have the Force. I thought that was the message we got. Suddenly, we're bringing the message back that, oh, the reason why she's powerful is because she's a Palpatine. See, so it's like, wait a minute. You just, and again, I think a lot of folks said, oh, JJ corrected it. But see, I felt the last movie had a good story that, hey, it's not about Siths and Jedis now. It's about good and evil. And if you have the Force, how you use that Force.
Right.
Coming out of this movie, oh, well, the reason why she's that strong is because she's a Palpatine now. It's like, okay, well, I get it. That was kind of the thing when you first saw the trailer and heard his voice. You're like, what's he going to do? What's his role in all this? And then you start figuring out, oh, maybe it was actually she was a Palpatine type of thing. You know,
it's interesting when you bring that up. What I kind of felt with it was like at the very end, you know, she's back in a Tatooine.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, and I felt like, hey, coming back to full circle.
It did. That's what the story did.
Full circle, back to Tatooine. And there she was, you know, and she's burying, you know, Luke and Laura. Luke and Laura. Sorry, wrong soap opera. Luke and Leia's lightsaber, right? She's burying it there. And when she was asked, you know, what's your name? And Rey, what? And she's never been able to give that name.
Yeah, so she never gave it.
When you saw, you know, Luke and Leia, she says Skywalker.
Yeah, she
right? That was cool because she adopted them as her family because she learned at that point she always had a choice, right, of who she wanted to be. What I found interesting, though, and to kind of sum it up, it's like, you know, they always talked about bringing balance to the Force, right? Bring balance to the Force. And I know you mentioned that, you know, whether it be a Palpatine or a Skywalker, but it's always been assumed that a Skywalker was always going to bring, you know, to the Force. But it was actually a Palpatine who brought balance to the Force. See? It's like the yin to the yang because it was her grandfather, you know, back in that generation who is like the bad, right?
The very bad,
and then here she is in that generation. It was so to me, it was interesting for her to bring balance when we thought it was the Skywalkers the whole time.
Yeah, and thus, you know, she's taking the name Skywalker.
Right.
So, I mean, we get it. And yeah, she buried those two sabers and created her own, which was interesting.
Yeah, that was really
cool. So, it's like, okay, you know, so kind of. Like I said, I didn't hate here. Just to let you folks know, I didn't hate this movie.
I didn't hate the movie.
I thought it was good. I'll give it a solid B.
I would give it a B. Yeah. I wouldn't give it my experience of watching Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, exactly.
Type thing. Now, I think to me, Return of the Jedi has always been my favorite.
My thing is, if you have kids or you're in a younger generation, have never seen any of the other Star Wars movies,
you may like it.
I think you might really like these movies, so that's good. You know, that's kind of cool how they did that.
I think these were more darker because my nephews, they're young, and they went to go watch this, and the big Star Wars kids, they were scared. They were so scared because it was so dark.
Oh, yeah, sinister, okay.
You know, but I think you're right. If you're a younger generation and you didn't grow up in the 80s, you know,
and
to
you
have
totally
that,
didn't watch any of the other
then
stuff,
then I think you would have a different perspective. I mean, my kids, they liked it.
Yeah, see, so basically it's like how we watched the first three.
Right.
This is them watching that generation of movies. So,
right.
So, yeah, in a lot, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say it was Endgame time where I was bawling.
No, it was not. I didn't think it was
Endgame
material.
It was not Endgame time for me. I mean, no,
material.
I'm sorry. And all the DC folks I know, they're like, oh, you just.
This is Star Wars.
This is Star Wars, okay? And, you know, just seriously, I felt, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say it was a dud and it sucked. Like a lot of my other friends that are Star Wars fans, they, disappointed, or I'd never watch it, or it's crazy. You know, it's like, hey, you know, all right. And like what we always talk about whenever it comes to Marvel and DC, we always say, hey, we're not trying to say, you know, they're better than this group. Even though when it comes to movies, we're basically saying when it came to that, that's a whole different argument. But what we're saying is you have your own opinion. And if you don't want to watch, you choose not to watch it. Okay, that's fine. We're not going to sit here and say you're right or wrong for making your choice. What we are saying is, if you watch it, I think you will come out.
I think it had its entertainment value.
Exactly.
It definitely had its entertainment value. You know, it had its jokes in there. if you've been following along with the other two, then you were able to follow along with this trilogy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it was a generational movie.
Yeah, there it is. Perfectly said.
Yeah.
With that being said, that's Jocelyn. I'm Lou P. If you have any comments, questions, or ideas about what you just heard, and I'm sure some of you do, and you're sitting there just typing away right now saying, oh, that he's just so full of great. If I am, let us know. Just let us know.
Yeah, it was the substance. I mean, we give it a B. We give it a
B. You and I, same thing. So, Josh, let them know where they could find us.
Okay, we are back on track.
Yeah.
So, if you're on Facebook, find us on the Everyday Nerd Podcast Facebook page. We do a lot of posts there. And our website, which we're going to spruce up for the new year. And if you're going to watch me on YouTube, you can watch this video on Jocelyn RP channel.
Okay.
There you are. So we want to say what's up to Gio.
Yep.
And we will see you next time.
So we'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.